T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Woo-hoo! Show has flown by today.
Yep, I'm going to fly home to get one of these Funky Buddhas, too.
Someone's going to win in this segment a $50 gift card for the Funky Buddha Brewery Tap Room in Oakland Park, where you could use it on beer or yukatats.
Oh.
Or
bison burger.
Those pretzels were great.
Chicken wings.
Their food is so good. So we're going to play a little quick round of Cheers 2. You want to do the headlines real quick first, and then I'll get to Cheers 2, Solana?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, let's do headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. We haven't even touched this today yet, but it's National Cat Day.
Well, you just took my Cheers, too, so there you go. Way to lead with that.
The Dolphins have made a couple moves today. Was that really your Cheers, too?
That was my Cheers, too.
I'm going to cheer a cat.
I'm going to cheer my cat.
Hell with that ugly-ass cat.
Beautiful cat. Why on earth would you lead with that on the headlines when
just today,
the Dolphins have put Xavier Howard on IR? They've traded for Aqib Talib, and they've cut Nick O'Leary. The Heat have a game tonight in a couple of hours against the Atlanta Hawks and Trae Young.
Deion Waiters isn't playing.
It's Miami FSU week. Why on earth would you lead with that?
Those are your headlines. They're brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Now over to weather. That's brought to you by Hialeah Park right now in SoFla. It is currently partly cloudy. Tonight, the low will drop to 78 degrees. Again, you can visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
That tickled me. You're upset, but that tickled
me. Well, he has
had. Oh, and you forgot the World Series, by the way.
I believe. Just a show from hell.
8:07 p.m. start time.
Because he's not good. I said to this. I said to you guys this during one of the commercial breaks.
What was that?
He's not good off the cuff.
Mm-mm.
And so earlier in the show, I was doing a phone bit where it's Brian Flores talking to Aqib Talib, and I keep hitting the dial tone, and it's funny, and the texts are coming in.
Yeah.
And then I said to Solana, "Hey, do your headlines as if you're calling me." Pretend like you're calling me with headlines, Solana.
How do I pretend to call you?
Which was baffling to me because I had just done it for 10 minutes.
Hey, and how do you? Flores.
And if I said pretend to call me right now, Crowder, you'd go bring. Hello, Hawk. It's Crowder.
Yes.
I mean, it's like it's. So he goes, I don't know. What do you mean? And then so I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, can you give it more clarity? And the bit was going so well.
Yes.
And then later on in the program, I talk about some of the work that the radio station is doing to fight cancer. And then I say my own personal story and that I'm emceeing the Purple Stride Walk against pancreatic cancer in Boca Raton on November 17th. And then I say to Crowder kind of goofingly, do you have, because I had talked about cancer for 5 minutes, do you have a take on cancer?
I hate it.
I wish it was eradicated.
Yes.
And then I say to Solana, do you have a take on cancer? No. Because he didn't want to offend cancer. He just doesn't think well. And now 5 o'clock when people get in their cars and really want to know what's going on in the world. Like not everybody can be on Twitter all day long. Instead of talking about the Dolphins putting Xavier Howard on IR or trading for Aqib Talib or cutting Nick O'Leary, he wants to talk about, hey, it's cat day. Which is what I was going to bring up for Cheers 2.
Got to give people the important stuff.
He He was being sensitive to cancer's feelings.
Yeah, he didn't want to offend cancer. So, Lana, do you have a take on cancer? No. I saw the trouble LeBron got in for having a take on the China situation. You're not going to trick me into going down that road. I say something negative about cancer. Next thing you know, all of a sudden, cancer's got it in for me.
Well, there's a lot of things with two sides. I'll give you that.
Cancer, not one of them.
It's not one of them.
But he played the fence on that one, Jack. He played the fence.
That was weird.
That was so weird.
No.
All right. We'll go around the room quickly, give our cheers to. I'm giving cheers to my cat, Rocky, who I had a moment where Crowder was at my house, and he was petting Rocky, and Rocky was climbing all over him. It was really a great moment.
When the hell did that happen?
Remember when you were at the house?
That was sick-ass Barry. That was not me. That was your buddy
My old
Barry.
College roommate was climbing on you, and you were petting him? No, today is National Cat Day, and I give cheers to my cat, Rocky. Best cat on the planet. Okay. Cheers to you, Rocky.
Raggedy-ass cat.
Don't you dare talk about Rocky
that way.
I've seen
that raggedy cat.
He is
mean,
a beautiful cat. No, what are you talking about?
That
what?
Cat is nasty.
What?
Nasty.
Oh, that cat's my best friend.
Why you shove him in the closet when people come over?
I don't shove him in the closet. He goes in the closet.
No, because he's antisocial and evil.
He's got a free roam of the house.
And roam his ass in the street.
He'll sleep right on your head if you sleep over.
But choke him.
All right, who are you giving cheers to?
I am giving cheers to Kenyon Drake for getting an opportunity to play football. He played 54 games for the Dolphins. They only started him 16 times. He got 6 carries a game with the Miami Dolphins. He led the NFL in rushing over the last 5 weeks of 2016 season. Comes back in 17, and they still put him on the bench and give him 6 carries a game. Hopefully in Arizona, somebody will utilize Kenyon Drake so he can actually start his NFL career. My cheers to is to Kenyon Drake for having a team that might believe in him.
Somebody texts in, Hawk, you better shut your trap and stay in your lane. Solana is an award-winning weatherman. You're not even the most important person other than 10 other people at a Panthers game. Yeah, that's fair. We were going to have John Kingemi on today because I was arguing whether I was more famous than John Kingemi, but we got too busy today. Are we going to have him on later in the week, maybe?
Yeah, Thursday.
All right. Talked to him last night.
And what does he think? Did you ask him if he's more famous than me?
Hands down, yeah.
Really? He said that?
Yeah.
Big mouth. Who are you giving cheers to, Solana?
Yeah, people in the science community. We have each other's backs.
You and John Kingemi?
He's in the science community, too?
No, me and the texter. Me and the texter.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm giving cheers to Jimmy Butler. He's going to play tonight. It's his first game, and I know it sounds easy, but he just had his first daughter, his first kid, named her Riley, which I love. It just oozes culture. But seriously, cheers to him for his first kid.
But why'd you make it sound like it's difficult for him to play, though? He didn't have the child. Not to take Crowder's stance on him, but he physically didn't. You said, you know, it's going to be difficult because he just had his first child.
No. Did I say it was going to be difficult?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't mean it was going to be difficult. Like, I'm giving cheers to him because he's going to play. He hasn't played yet. He's finally going to make his debut for the Miami Heat tonight at home. And, of course, he just had his kid as well.
So you just restated what you just told us?
It's not hard to make a baby either.
I may have misspoke. I apologize. It's not going to be difficult.
What? What's happening here? Do you have a new take on cancer? Go ahead. Yeah, 10 seconds. The floor is yours.
I hope cancer ceases to exist.
Unless you're for it. And in that case, I understand. Was the strangest
that was
thing.
Weird. That I'm not going to lie, that was
you have
weird.
A take on cancer? No. Pass.
Okay, but to be fair, it's a weird question to ask somebody. Just spur of the moment. Hey, you have a take on cancer?
Right, but it's a pretty easy answer. Like, there's not many ways to go on that one. I'm with you. Weird question. What's your take on cancer? But weirder not to have the standard cancer sucks.
Yeah.
like it's pretty easy.
Right, but
I went with the cancer sucks.
We laughed this whole time on the show. I'm looking at you guys. I can't not laugh when I'm looking at you guys. You know that. And you ask me, hey, you have a take on cancer. If I say
you're not giving it any context. I had just spoken 5 minutes about the heat help cure that the radio stations are doing, and then about my dad and mom and their battles with cancer that they both lost. Like, we weren't ha-ha goofing around, and then I said, hey, what do you think about cancer? It's not exactly the way that it transpired. Crowder was okay with the question. He answered pretty quickly. Cancer sucks. Wish it was gone.
Yeah, but you guys planned that before the show.
Oh, yeah. That was a conversation we had on the way in.
Kim, who are you giving cheers to, Kim? You have a chance to win $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery here.
Okay, my cheers is to spending some money at Twin Peaks with the three great Miami Kickers.
Spending money at Twin Peaks with the three great Miami Kickers. I was trying to promote people to come out to Twin Peaks, and instead of saying if you want to have some drinks, or I just said if you want to spend some money, which is not what I meant to say. Mike in Miami, who are you giving cheers to, Mike?
I want to get cheers to Jimmy Butler and him and his daughter Riley, man. I think that's so cool. That's so Miami, man, the culture, man. And I just think Jimmy is the best, man.
Are you related to Solana?
That. I think he's going to get Solana's vote is what he's doing there. That's a very savvy play on cheers to Josh in Miami. Who are you giving cheers to, Josh?
Yeah, that's funny. I was going with Jimmy Buckets, too, but I'm going to switch up, man. I'm going to give it to my man, Minka Fitzpatrick, man, for them two picks. You already know.
Minka, yeah, had a couple of picks last night. Obviously wanted to ball out against his former team. Thomas in Fort Lauderdale. Who are you giving cheers to, Thomas?
I want to give cheers to O.J. McDuffie for admitting that he still sews.
I tell you what. That was, if you missed our interview with O.J. McDuffie at 4 o'clock, he is on his way now to be inducted into the Broward County Sports Hall of Fame, along with Roberto Luongo, Guy Harvey, yeah. And O.J. McDuffie on with us at 4 o'clock, revealed he's got a sewing machine in his house. He sews. He could hem my pants with no problem. Said it with swagger and confidence.
Made his wife's Halloween
dress.
Costume. Yeah.
I mean, that's a good one. That happens to be a good nomination right there. Andrew in West Palm Beach. Who are you giving cheers to, Andrew?
I'm giving cheers to the one and only Joe Rose for doing the Monday night broadcast and then having to fly back to Miami and do the broadcast in the morning. For 560.
I mean, he's not exactly laying roof tile there. I don't want to diminish what he does, but I mean, what happened? He flew back from Pittsburgh. How long is that flight? 2.5 hours?
Yeah, 2-3 hours. What? Free meal, great meal, comfortable chairs. I don't know if that's a cheers to Joe Rose.
Yeah, he's just doing his job.
And it's not philanthropy.
Right. He's getting paid.
Yeah, it's not science.
Barry, who are you giving cheers to, Barry?
Three cheers for the red, white, and blue.
Like just America?
Yeah, this is a song. Three cheers for the red, white, and blue. A duck, maybe somebody's mother. Be kind to the denizen of the swamp. He's a Dilly through and through. Oh, you may think that this is the end, but it is.
Oh, he's getting my vote. I can tell you.
Was he freestyling? What's that? That was off the top.
That was Kendrick Lamar. You didn't recognize his voice?
Bring on Kendrick, man. How you gonna give him 10 seconds? Is that a real song? A duck, somebody's mama.
Three cheers for the red, white, and blue. I've heard that before.
A duck is somebody's mama. Come on, man. That's not. That's not a real song.
All right. I don't have time for anymore because we got to do 15 minutes of heat. You've got caller one, spending money at Twin Peaks. caller two, Jimmy Butler. Caller three, Minka Fitzpatrick. Caller four, O.J. McDuffie. Caller five, Joe Rose. Caller six, three cheers for the red, white, and blue. My vote is going to Thomas in Fort Lauderdale. Caller number four, giving cheers to O.J. McDuffie. It's a big night for him, so I give him cheers to anyway. And he revealed something on the show that was shocking to me, so it gave us good fodder. I vote for him. Who are you voting for, Crowder?
I'm voting for Kim, number one.
Spending money at Twin Peaks.
Got off two jokes during that, spending money at Twin Peaks.
Referenced the show from a week ago.
And the three kickers at Miami, and all of them can't make a kick. Yes, I'm going with Kim.
All right, Solana, you are going to be the deciding vote here.
Let's go Kim. I like Kim.
All right, Kim in Fort Lauderdale. There's your winner. She gets $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park when you're at the tap room, Kim. I highly recommend the Yucca Tots. That's no lie.
They're special.
Those things are legit. All right, a rousing rendition of the Funky Buddha Brewery Cheers 2.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.